Bagged milk.
Mm-hmm.
In the news, they're saying bagged milk over the next decade could slowly be on the way out.
Yes. Consumers slowly souring on bagged milk, according to this article here. A lot of it is because of the reduction of plastic, and it uses double the plastic because it's in the bag, and then there's the other bag that goes around the bags. Essentially, the
bags in a bag.
Yeah. Essentially, what's going on is demand for the 4 liter format, three bags of 1.3 liters each, is dropping for a variety of reasons. People have smaller families. Demand per capita is dropping in Canada. Fewer people are drinking milk in adulthood, and there are more alternative available out there. My guess is we could see these bags disappear within a decade or so, which is crazy because I still use the bag. Love the bag. Love the jug.
You look like a bagged milk guy.
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
You know what it means. You look like
a Canadian? That's all that means to me.
You look like you would enjoy. How much milk do you drink?
I basically only use it for protein shakes or whatever.
Cereal?
Around Christmas when I got to buy myself a box of honeycombs.
So you'll buy, it's just you and Sarah at home, you will buy three bags of milk when you go grocery shopping and you will use it all before.
Sometimes it goes bad, but I mean, each one of those shakes is 500 milliliters of milk.
Okay.
So it's two bags basically, and that's 6 days.
See, I've got two kids and we do cartons. My wife buys that other stuff too, the not milk, like almond soy milk, and yeah. Almond.
No thanks.
And the kids will have that on their cereal quite a bit. But I refuse. Like, if I'm going to make something with milk in it, I want real milk.
Yeah. I don't like people.
You can taste that soy stuff. It's just got a. It's close, but it's not milk.
No. And, you know, you're never sure what's good for you because the experts always say eggs are bad for you. Now it's good for you. So who knows? And, like, people are trying to stay away from milk for whatever reason. But people have been drinking it for thousands of years. I think at this point we find out if it was actually bad for you. It's fine.
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
Of course.
Then you're going to be ripping farts.
Then I'd skip it. But I think if you drink it when you're younger, you are less likely to have lactose.
That's a bag of farts.
My nephew's lactose intolerant.
Yeah?
No milk for him. No chocolate. It's a shame.
That's a bummer. No ice cream?
No ice cream.
Sherbert, though. Right?
There's no milk in that? No dairy?
No.
Huh.
Get him on the sherbert wagon.
Well, I would also suggest next time you have an American, or if you have any Americans you know that moved to Canada or are visiting, you got to show them the bag of milk.
Well, we can.
Well, we can.
Because truly, it is part of our Canadian identity, and it is funny to see Americans' reactions.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, we got to go to the store and get a bag of milk. A bag of milk?
I had some friends up from Detroit, and they had, like, the milk in the mini fridge, and they were looking. They're like, one guy put it in two of his hands. He starts jiggling. He's like, what is this?
Yeah, they're kind of like breast implants.
Yeah, they look like silicone implants. And I'm like, what's wrong? It's a bag of milk. What's the big deal?
A couple heavy milkers. Are you not into milkers?
The other big one is the big 4 liter jug that we used to get at Max Milk all the time. Then you were trying to get your 25
so
cents back.
You're telling me there's less plastic in a jug of milk than there is in the bag? The bag seems thinner.
Right?
So,
but you can't recycle it. You can't take it back. You can, however, put your feet in it.
In the milk bags.
If you have a kid who's like in grade one to kindergarten or something like that.
Yeah, and it's been raining. Yeah. You don't want them getting a soaker at lunch hour.
Slushy snow out there.
You put their feet in the milk bags.
Mm-hmm.
Reuse, recycle, everybody. Well, they're saying over the next decade, bagged milk could be a thing of the past. So enjoy it while we've got it, Canada. The lead singer of the band The Counting Crows has to be one of the all-timers. Batting outside of his league.
Oh, in the 90s, didn't he date all the Friends?
He was, and he's an okay-looking guy, but he's not like the...
He's not Gavin Rosdale, let's say.
Right. He's not the, like, traditional, handsome kind of look, right?
He did have some cool dreads.
He had some cool dreadlocks, for sure. Some nice facial hair. Adam Duritz, the lead singer of Counting Crows, dated, you're right, both Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox.
Crazy.
Phoebe, I don't know why Phoebe didn't get on board, but yeah. Jennifer Aniston, he dated Courtney Cox. He dated Winona Ryder.
Hmm.
He dated Christina Applegate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, seriously, every actress you had a crush on in the 90s,
yeah,
Adam Duritz dated them.
And this is why so many people want to be in bands.
That's right.
One of the main reasons.
That's right. Pick up a guitar. Learn to play. If that's your goal. You know who the new Adam Duritz is, I think?
Who?
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Okay.
Again, he's okay looking, but the ladies seem to love him.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, he just got engaged to Dakota Johnson.
Who's that? Oh, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. Madam Webb.
Yes, yes. Also a beautiful gal.
Right. I didn't even know they were dating, but apparently this past week they got engaged.
Congratulations. That's cool. Not as impressive of a run as Duritz, though.
No.
I got to be honest.
Duritz is a legend. An all-timer for sure. Christina
and
Applegate,
Gwyneth Paltrow, you get a minus one for that in my books.
Jennifer Aniston. Winona Ryder. That is incredible. He must sleep pretty well.
Saying, like, happy with his resume kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
He must fall asleep with a smile on his face, yeah. That Adam Duritz.
Dad, what was it like being a rock star?
In the 90s?
Well, let me put on a TV show for you.
It was pretty good, son. A new report from Statistics Canada shows that Canadians may be swapping alcohol for marijuana.
Hmm.
For ganja products, you got cannabis is trending upwards, whereas alcohol sales are trending downwards.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in a weird moment in my life because me and my friends have kind of stopped drinking as much. Like post COVID, like we all got married basically and settled down, so we don't go to the bars anymore. Really, we'll go hang out at each other's houses, but like our lifestyle has changed a lot.
You're in your late 30s now, Jim. That's what happens.
Well, and I realized the only reason I would go to bars is because I was single. Basically, why else would you pay that much for booze if you didn't have to? You go to meet people essentially. So I have definitely started drinking much less. I still have beers at home or beers after a soccer game or something like that with buddies or on the weekend, but not nearly as much as I used to.
And you have, are you okay to talk about this?
Yeah.
You've tried to stop smoking the ganj as well,
haven't you?
I
have. Still a big supporter. I'm proud and happy that Canada legalized it, but I always told myself and my wife that, not that it's an issue in our relationship, but I always like put a mark in the sand that said, once we start trying to have kids, I'm going to quit weed. Because you got to eventually, right? So we got married in the summer. Sarah's health's doing better, so we're going to start trying here soon. So I figure before we start trying,
that's
I'm going to try to kick it out, kick the habit. And I have to say, it is very difficult. A lot of people who are pro-marijuana are like, oh, it's not addictive. It's not. And it's definitely not as bad as the fearmongers want to tell you. But I have to say, I've done Sober October a few times, probably 10 times in my life. And kicking the booze was always easy. It's the kicking the weed that was the hard part for me because I would do it almost every day and sometimes multiple times a day. And it's a lot like cigarettes, too. It's like, yes, it's the weed, but it's also the habit of doing it, too. It's like,
yeah, it's the
when
ritual,
I used to work construction,
right?
It's like you get in your car, you're driving to the site, you light up a smoke. You know, you're in your car, you get the coffee from Tim Hortons, and it's just that ritual. You know, break time, you have the smoke, lunch, you go for a beer, you have it. It's part of the ritual.
But with alcohol, you can still kind of get it because it's that sitting down to watch a football game and cracking open a can,
same
right?
Same thing, absolutely.
So, but you can do that with a can of soda water or something, or a soft drink. You can get that, you know, that sensation.
Sure. Just something to do with your hands.
But what, are you going to suck on a lollipop and pretend it's a marijuana vape?
Maybe I'll start chomping on a toothpick.
Yeah.
It's only been 3 days. I'm not Jones in here, but even like I threw my pipe and my grinder out. And I almost went back into the trash to get it.
That's a degenerate
and
move.
I know. I'm like, my wife's like, you're not gonna. I'm like, no, I'm not, no. But like, I flipped the top up. I was like, oh, I still have some weed left, actually. I gotta get the, okay, no. And then I threw it all out.
Get it away from you.
I know. But I like, if I'm at a party and somebody passes to the left-hand side, I'll still hit it. But I'm just not gonna have it in my house and try to smoke it.
Yeah, how are video games? A lot less fun?
Not as fun. Not as fun. I gotta be honest. I no longer feel like I'm in the game.
Yeah, you gotta give up video games. You gotta give up movies.
I get much better at the sports games because I can focus, but I'm not like wandering around in like GTA 5 for hours, you know? You could do that easy.
Well, good luck, man. Three days in. Let us know how we can be supportive here.
What's going to happen is I'm going to start boozing more. That's the bad news.
Well, if you are a garbage man and you pick up Jim's garbage, there's a free grinder in there if you want it.
And some weed.
Hasn't been a great week for school buses. There was a rollover of a school bus in Woodstock earlier this week. Thank God nobody was killed. There was some kids with injuries, and we're wishing them the best. Another school bus story here this morning, Jim.
Yeah, this is brutal. Niagara Falls, Ontario. School bus driver faces impaired charge after collision with a garbage truck. This was at 3 p.m.
So it was on the way home from school,
yeah,
or to go pick up the kids to go home from school.
Exactly, yeah. So 3 p.m., this bus hits a garbage truck, and then the bus driver drives away. And the garbage guys are like, what's going on? So they chase the bus for almost 2 kilometers. The bus eventually pulls over. The police have charged a 30-year-old man with impaired operation. Sharp bus lines. They have a zero tolerance policy regarding substance and alcohol abuse.
That's a good thing.
I would say so. Even if they blew a horn, I'd hope they'd be fired.
Yes. You can't be day drinking when you're a school bus driver.
Exactly. I got a feeling a couple of my bus drivers were boozing when I was growing up. One guy in particular, I don't want to say his name, but I'm glad that they caught this guy anyway.
So he hit the garbage truck.
Yeah.
Kudos to the garbage truck guys for not letting it go.
Yeah, they must have been thinking they were going crazy. Like, there's no way we just got clipped by a bus.
That is one of those discussions you always have, though, you know, with your buddies. Who would win in a fight, a garbage truck or a school bus?
That would be cool. We got him in an arena, like a Monster Jam?
Yes.
Like Twisted Metal in real life?
I think the garbage truck with the...
Big time.
That heavy back end...
Sure.
...would come out on top.
Dude, and if it had the forks that lift up the dumpster and dumps it in, you'd flip that bus immediately.
Were the kids on the bus yet? It doesn't say anything about kids being on the bus.
It's 3 p.m., so I assume...
My kids are out... The buses leave from my kids' school around 3:30. So it would be close on the way to go back to the school. So it's almost good. It hit the garbage truck before the kids all got on the bus.
The bus didn't have students.
Perfect.
There we go.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of reasons that I'm sure parents are a little apprehensive as they watch their kids get on the bus this week.
Mm-hmm. I want to see you peacock.
I want to see you peacock.
It's time for sports with Devin Peacock, our sports guy. He is here with some wild accusations. You think the Vegas Golden Knights are a bunch of cheaters?
I do, and I'm not the only person in the NHL that thinks this. The Vegas Golden Knights, when they won the Stanley Cup last year, were technically over the cap. We've seen a couple teams do this in recent years, where they have a guy gets injured, goes on long-term injury reserve, goes off the cap, comes back for the playoffs where there is no cap, and all of a sudden, they're all set and ready to go. So Mark Stone last year had a huge contract, $9.5 million is his hit. He was injured, didn't look like he was going to play again, then magically became available in the playoffs. They go on to win the Stanley Cup. Earlier this week, Mark Stone once again gets injured. Looks like he's going to be done for the regular season. What do the Vegas Golden Knights do yesterday? They acquire Noah Hanifin. They've acquired Anthony Mantha from the Washington Capitals. They might yet make another trade. And I'm going to guess, I am not going to be shocked at all if Mark Stone, once the playoffs come around again, magically recovers and all of a sudden they are way over the cap, but it doesn't matter.
Like he's going to have a fake leg cast on and then the first round,
you're
cut it off.
Kaiser Soze at the end of the Usual Suspects. Suddenly his limp goes away.
There were a bunch of teams who were complaining to the NHL about the Vegas Golden Knights last year for doing this. If you remember back in 2021, when the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup, Nikita Kucherov did not play the entire season, came back for the playoffs, and when they won the Stanley Cup, they were $18 million over the cap.
Why is there no cap in the playoffs? This seems like it's obviously going to be taken advantage of.
You don't get paid in the playoffs.
You don't get paid, eh?
It's all throughout the regular season.
What's still, that's the stupidest loophole of all time. Just don't let it happen.
100%. It is 100% cap circumvention, and the Vegas Golden Knights are doing it for the second year in a row, and they're cheaters.
If you go to Vegas, you're always looking for an edge, boys.
Yeah, no, I respect it.
How are they going to shut this down?
It's a good question. So the NHL investigated this last year. They cleared Vegas Golden Knights of any wrongdoing last year. So
okay, if they do it again this year, though, it's going to raise some flags.
Like, they're already doing it.
It's the same guy, too. Yeah. He gets a break.
They're doing it
right
now.
Every team needs to do it. That's the solution. Every team needs to have a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, air quotes, injury in the next couple of weeks, and then a miraculous recovery in the playoffs. We've got some audio to play for everyone here. This is a world record that was broken.
Yes, the 400-meter indoor track sprint record has been broken by a woman from the Netherlands. And this video has gone viral, specifically with this tweet around it. And the quote from this tweet is, "I swear if you close your eyes, you could convince yourself Mickey Mouse has just broken the 400-meter indoor world record for Netherlands."
Okay.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50s, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how brave she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Oh, boy.
I added that last part in.
Oh, boy.
Congrats to her, but yeah, she's like, it's that thing too, when you're out of breath, your voice gets higher, and when you're excited, it gets even higher. So, and she probably has a high voice to begin with, so all three together just added to make it sound like she's
is helium a performance enhancing drug?
It makes you lighter.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast.
It does sound like a fake voice.
Yeah, yeah, like she's putting it on or something.
She doesn't want her family to know that she's been sneaking off to run the 400 meter. In the, where have you been? I've been studying over at my friend's house.
It's the exact opposite of the serial killer modulator voice.
You're not. Yeah.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite scary movie? Well, congratulations to that lady.
Yeah, Femke Bol is her name.
Femke?
Yes.
Femke Mouse, did you say?
I think so.
This is good. Now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Oh, boy.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.